DNA Wrath of Khan on today's Moment of Science. Today, Afghanistan is a war-torn region, battled over by military forces and world-spanning empires. 800 years ago, things were much the same. Only then, there was only one ruler, Genghis Khan. Khan is one of the greatest conquerors who ever lived. Before he was finished, he had created an empire that ran all the way from the Caspian Sea to the Sea of Japan. That's the history portion of our show. Now, on to the science. What is it that powerful males of the human species are after when they overrun other males? From an evolutionary point of view, the major objective is to spread their genes more effectively. And surprising new data suggest Khan may have done that more successfully than anyone imagined. Researcher Tatiana Zerzhal from the University of Oxford in England and a team of geneticists took genetic samples of over 21,000 men from all over Asia. They were looking for variations in certain genetic markers or sequences of genes that tell you something about where people came from. To their astonishment, they found that one out of every 12 Asian men in regions once part of the Mongol Empire carry a form of the Y chromosome that can be traced to Mongolia 1,000 years ago. How did this genetic tag become so widespread? Khan, they suggest. There is reason to believe that Khan himself, and thus his long-ruling descendants, had this particular form of Y chromosome. And though his power is long faded, the genetic empire of the conqueror is going strong in roughly one out of every 200 men alive today. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Frederica Kasel in anthropology. I'm Yael Cassander.